My guest at this time is Donna Rice Hughes. She is president and CEO of Enough is Enough, an organization committed to making the internet safer for families and children. The group is also asking presidential candidates to sign the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge. Donna is here to explain the pledge, the responses that she has received, and what she hopes for from our next president on this issue. And Donna, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Let's just start with the pledge. What exactly are you asking these candidates to commit to?
Actually, it is very, very simple. What we are asking the candidates to do is to agree before they're elected to enforce all the laws on the books that are in place currently designed to prevent the sexual exploitation of children online. And those laws specifically are the federal obscenity laws, the child pornography laws, the sexual predation laws, and the sex trafficking laws. And it's absolutely critically important, and we put this in the pledge, to appoint an attorney general who will make the prosecution of these laws a priority, and also to provide the tools and the resources to law enforcement and the intelligence community to actually actively investigate and prosecute these internet crimes against children. There's a number of other tenets of the pledge. One is to give consideration to appointing a presidential commission to examine the exploitation of children in the digital age, primarily through the hardcore pornography that has been flooding the internet for over two decades. One of the reasons that is that the federal obscenity laws have not been aggressively enforced in past generations. And the other issue is that the laws that are being enforced to some degree, the child pornography, the trafficking laws, et cetera, law enforcement simply doesn't have the resources and the tools to really get on top of that. So the bad guys are always many, many steps in front of law enforcement. And like I said, with respect to the obscenity laws, they haven't even been touched by the Obama administration.
So what responses have you received so far?
Yes, great response. Donald Trump's campaign sent back the signed pledge immediately. It was just before the GOP convention. And we did receive a note back from Hillary Clinton's campaign manager that they did not sign pledges, that they had a policy against signing pledges, but that she supported the goals of the pledge. And then later, the campaign director actually called me and said, we really want to sign this, but, you know, we've told too many other groups no to signing pledges, so they sent us a letter of support. And both the signed pledge from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's letter of support are on our website at enough.org. And within the pledge, what's really important is we put all the data and the research that supports why these issues are front and center and why the president has to lead on this. It can't just come from Congress. It can't just come from an attorney general. The president really needs to get engaged. And we saw the power of that when Prime Minister David Cameron led on this issue in the United Kingdom. Things really began to change. And right now, internet safety is the fourth-ranked health concern for U.S. children, according to the Mott Hospital, and sexting is the sixth-ranked top health issue. And, you know, it's just becoming more and more problematic. Kids are getting addicted to material. Sexual predators have free and easy access to children. Parents have really been left to fend for themselves, by and large, and they just simply can't do it all alone. We really need corporate America to step up more and more, and that's one of the other parts of the pledge. We're encouraging the next president to actually lead and encourage private-public partnerships and corporate responsibility and more enhanced corporate responsibility to prevent these crimes against kids.
Donna, is your explanation of the need for the next president to take a greater focus on this an allegation that the current president and previous presidents have not done as much as they should have?
Yes, that's correct. Particularly with respect to the federal obscenity laws. The issue by and large has been bipartisan in Congress, but we've seen more, I would say, aggressiveness, if you will, by the Departments of Justice under Bush as opposed to under Clinton. And Obama, I don't know what he's doing. He just In fact, they had a few obscenity prosecutors in DOJ, and they told me they only had three in the entire department. You know, you've got a multi-billion-dollar industry. And they said when he came in that they were told not to prosecute obscenity anymore. And right now we have, in fact, state of Utah just declared internet obscenity, which is hardcore graphic pornography, to be a public health issue. And we actually put that in the pledge, and even the GOP platform made that same declaration. And this is because the past, especially the Obama administration, has not enforced the obscenity laws at all. And the Bush administration did do some enforcement of the obscenity laws, but they could have been more aggressive. And then the Clinton administration started to, but it was right at the advent of the internet. So we really need to take this seriously, because kids are being harmed. And we now have the peer-reviewed science and the research, which we actually include in this pledge, that shows how they're being harmed, just how severe the problems are. I mean, just the fact alone that in the past number of years, child pornography reports to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children have gone up 774%. And that's just child pornography. And all of this is tied together, whether it be child pornography, obscenity, trafficking, sexual predation. And it's just like fighting the drug wars. We can't just go after meth and heroin and forget about cocaine, for instance. And it's the same thing with the sexual exploitation of children and what is fueling a lot of that. We've got to look at all the laws that are on the books that have been supported by the Supreme Court for decades and say, enough is enough. We need to start enforcing all of these laws. And one of the other things we did is we started a citizens' pledge, because we're not sending thank yous to Donald Trump or to Hillary Clinton, because we're a 501c3 and we don't want it to look, you know, like we're supporting one or endorsing one over the other, which we're not. We want both of these candidates and our nominees now to get on board with this, and we're pleased that they've both written in writing that they will do so. And the Citizens Pledge is just for citizens to say, I believe that this is important for the next president to lead on this. We need leadership on the economy. We need leadership on healthcare. We need leadership on immigration. We need leadership on all of these things. But we also need leadership to clean up the internet and help make our kids safer. And so citizens can sign that pledge at enough.org. And we're going to send all of those signed pledges to each of the candidates prior to the election.
A couple of quick questions for you, Donna. Before we let you go, you have other data statistics here showing a huge number of boys and girls have seen group sex online. A third of boys, 18% of girls have even viewed bestiality online.
That's right.
But when you attack federal obscenity laws, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get the ACLU. You're going to get other organizations, probably not with child pornography or exploitation, but in terms of perhaps adults engaging in that then kids see online, they're going to say that's protected free speech. Are you ready for that battle, and what's your rebuttal to them?
Well, the rebuttal is very simple. It's not protected speech, and that's very clearly written out in the pledge. The obscenity laws are that obscenity is not protected. It has to be prosecuted, however. And so the Supreme Court has upheld that material found as obscene, which is any of these graphic sexual material that's out there, which is billions and billions of dollars worth, and the more deviant material like group sex and bestiality and excretory porn, et cetera, those are prosecutable. That type of pornography is prosecutable under obscenity. And obscenity laws apply to adults as well as children. It is illegal to produce it and to distribute it. And so we want those laws to be enforced. And it's time that they are. And yes, the ACLU will try, but look, that they've got no legal ground to stand on. And so people need to realize that just because this content is out there doesn't mean that it's protected under the First Amendment. It is not. It is there because it hasn't been enforced. Those laws against it have not been enforced.
And finally, and I'm sure you could go on for quite a while on this, but in a nutshell, what do you say to those, and we've discussed it already a bit in this interview, that pornography does not harm other people than those who watch it. Talk about the influence it has on those that eventually turn into predators and exploit kids online.
Well, that's right. Well, but like I said, there certainly is a tie. We do know that the hardcore pornographers are marketing and sharing marketing resources with the child pornographers. A lot of adults, for instance, and even kids that start with obscene pornography or even softer core adult pornography, we do know now that it's addicting for both adults and for kids. And with children especially, that it's actually changing their brain chemistry. It does so as adults also, but it's harder for kids to break free from that because their frontal lobe has not been fully formed. So we know that it's highly addicting. And with any type of addictive type of toxic substance, whatever it is, whether it be drugs or pornography, it can lead to acting out. And we've already seen that. And I put a lot of that data, for instance, in this pledge. And we actually, we even show that juvenile sex offenders are acting out because they've been exposed to pornography. In England, they did a study and found that children as young as 5 are imitating sex acts at school because they're imitating what they're seeing in pornography. We do also know that pornography, much of the harder core material, in order to keep up with the demand for more fetished and deviant material, they're using trafficked children and trafficked women. Men that have gone down the child pornography path are often then now acting out. And oftentimes they are starting with quote-unquote adult pornography or obscene pornography. So there is a progression. And like I said with the drug wars, this is all tied together. We're not asking for new laws here. We're just saying enforce the laws on the books. And let's recognize that this is about the children, but this is about much more than this. This is about the public health and safety of our children, of our women, and even of men, because this has become a big enough problem now that the next president is paying attention because we've got Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both on board.
Donna, as I've read here, you've been doing this since 1994, which was basically the dawn of the Internet. The growth of this sort of material obviously has been explosive, to say the least, over the past 20-plus years. Thank you for your time today, and we'll be checking back in.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Donna Rice Hughes is the president and CEO of Enough is Enough. Go to enough.org for more information on the pledge and the work they do on a daily basis. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.